W8FU, or any ship at sea, WY8F. CQ from WY8F. You said your call so fast I didn't catch any of it.
Well, people know. They know.
Well, it's good to know.
KF8DRC, KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Well, good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Jack, now that I got you on the radio, I'm doing great. This is our first contact, at least for me, with you. And I had to add your name and your call sign to my list on my shack out of my 60-plus names and IDs. I got you here on a new list because I don't have any room on the other list. So you're at the top of the list of the new paper. How about that?
Well, thank you, Joe, and I'm glad to hear you on this band. Roger.
Jack, it's my pleasure to talk to you aside from the other. And I don't know if you wrote down the call sign. I think I gave it to you, but just to remind you, it's Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
All right, this is what I got. KE4ZYQ, correct?
Yep, QSL that. And I don't know if you're starting any list. It's early for you, so don't feel rushed by any means. But I'm in your shack, if you want to help yourself out on this ham radio bands, I have in front of me the list of the 5-9 code or 5-9 rating system of signal. Audio reception to signal. So your audio can be a 1 to 5, 1 being unreadable, 5 being perfectly readable. That's a 1 to 5 audio readability. And then a 1 to 9 signal readability. And signal can be faint signal from 1 all the way up to full 9, full signal. So that's one of the little papers that can help you in front of you when you give a rating of our audio to signal readability.
Hey, I have a logbook here. You know, Joe, you don't believe that. I bought this logbook in 1982, and I never used it. But now I'm going to use it because it was a ham logbook. Roger?
Oh, very good there, Jack. Very good. Yeah, I got two radios I bought back in the mid-70s. I'm not using at the moment, but they're a ham radio, mobile radios that I had in my car, my wife's car at the time, and they're 2-meter ham radio mobiles. And I bought those back. Talk about an old book like you got. I got two old radios I bought back in the mid-70s.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, I have the TYT 9600, which is that 50 watt. And I have the DB20G. I have two of them. Plus, I have all these handhelds. This one I'm talking about right now, this one is TYT 390. What this does is, Joe, it's my hobby. I like this hobby to talk to the people from ISS. So that's what I'm going to do this summer. I can see it talk to the people with this radio on ISS. Roger?
Yep, KE4ZYQ, yeah. Yeah, I've done that a summer or two ago. I talked to two people in New York and had a contact or worked a guy in West Virginia through the International Space Station's repeater. But I'm talking, just for your sake, Jack, I'm talking on a Yaesu 7250 mobile and using a hand mic. And your signal, by the way, through this repeater, the FBI one, and I'll have to look and see the frequency one, but you're coming through 5.9, full scale.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, this is a 10-watt radio. It's a good radio, let me tell you something. I like it. You know, I really do like it. It's a good back radio. It's a little bit, you know, not on the heavy side, but I say a little bit heavy, but it's okay. You know what I mean? You can carry it, and I carry it wherever I go. I have the GMRS, all the GMRS there, and I have all the ham stations there, too. And this is KF8DRC.
Yeah, very good, Jack. Yeah. Well, the radio, like I said, I'm talking on the Yaesu 7250. I have 2 meters and 70 centimeters capability of transmission and reception on that one. And I also have some GMRS radio receiving frequencies on this. I have the county jail has a frequency that's open. I got that on here. I got an EMS frequency that's open on here. Several other non-ham radio frequencies I can monitor on the Yaesu 7250, which is kind of neat.
Yes, it is, Joe. It's very neat. I like Yaesu. I used to have Yaesus in 82, the 440. I don't know. I think you are familiar from 440. And I used to hear the 220 on the other one. But the 440 was Yaesu. Roger?
Yep, you saw that. Yeah, this one here, I think they stopped making it at one point, and I thought, if I'm not mistaken, somebody said they started making them again, but they stopped making them. They were one of the most popular mobiles, and some people like myself use it as a base unit with, it's I think it's 199 memory channels, so you put it up to 199 in there, and you can even scan certain bandwidths on part of it, where you can program what band, and it'll scan some of the frequency through a scanning process. Back to you.
Roger that, Joe. Well, Joe, I just woke up about an hour ago, and I had one cup of coffee. So if you don't mind, really, I'll talk to you again anyhow, anytime. You know that. I will talk to you. And I just got to have some to eat first. And because I got, you know when you got take 6 pills in the morning, you got to have something to eat. You just can't take it on an empty stomach. So you take care, and you have a good day. KF8DRC.
Yeah, Jack, by all means, you do what you got to do, and don't even hesitate if you're in the midst of doing something like that in the morning and somebody, me or anybody, calls out. Don't put the other people ahead of your health and your well-being. So get to it right now. I don't want to hold you up by all means, and don't ever feel uneasy about saying something right away. Even at the beginning of the conversation, you could have said that. Said, I can't talk right now, but I'll get back with you. That'd be okay. KF8DRC from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, 73 for now.
No, I'm not going to put... I'm not going to put best friend Joe with that. No, I'm not going to do that. Take care again. KF8DRC.
You have a good day and talk to you another time. KE4ZYQ, Claire. NATKP. Hey, Wally.
Hey, go ahead.
I just got off the bat phone with Fred. When you get a chance, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. How far down the pike are we in this move thing? Pretty much just what I talked about with Mike at breakfast. Nothing's really been forwarded or pushed, has it?
Not really. I'll give you a call. Let me call you on the bad phone.
Yeah, I have some concerns, and I didn't think about. And you know, we need to get those out of the way first and foremost. But when you get a chance, it's absolutely no hurry. It's not anything we need to talk about right now, but just before anything progresses.
Okay, yeah, it'll be a bit. We're heading towards the hospital to visit her mother, so, and a couple projects. So I'll call you sometime in the afternoon and in the bathroom.
Yeah, there's absolutely no hurry at all. But just, like I said, before they put anything out to the general, you know, group and, you know, make any general moves or anything like that, we should probably work some things out, figure some things out. How is Mom? Did they figure out what it was? Things better now? And, I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, that's absolutely fine. I understand.
No, actually, it's going in the positive direction just as fast as the onset was. So they're getting all the things that were out of line as far as the blood panels go and everything else like that, and the cognitive abilities have all come back, and no more stories and no more seeing people. So things are like kind of what you said was going to happen once everything, or what happened with your experiences. Once everything got in line, it was like flip the switch on, flip the switch back to normal. So the switch is back to normal.
Okay, I know you said something about calcium. I don't know anything about that, but I was shocked to hear what sodium could do. So that's why I brought it up, because it was unbelievable when we saw that. So that's what made me think of it. All right. Well, anyhow, good luck, and say hi to Marianne, and we'll catch you. You know, whenever. Don't rush at all.
Okay, very good, and then you can tell me what some of those acronyms meant. I didn't know what any of those meant, so, all right, thanks, bye. NAKPP.
All righty, W8FU.
3 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our ultimate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF X-ray channel.
Also is the COMU work group that's through Michigan. And then on Friday, if the sheriff's order could be, there could be an arrest on Zoom as well. So other than that, nothing else going on this week. I will be away from station next week. The family is wanting to go out east for spring break, so we'll be away from station. Hope everyone stays safe and healthy. This is KEADUN, back tonight.
That's the KEADUN WBCQ3 with Michigan Air PSC net. Well, I know what he's talking about with antennas on the ground. I do have one that I burned a hole through it playing a brush mile a few years back. I haven't fixed it yet. It's a horizontal loop, nice quiet antenna, but it's amazing how much quieter it is now than playing on the ground. And as for AUXCOM functions, I see the announcement for the spring SEC on May 3rd. Unfortunately, I was already committed to two other activities, one of which I'm pretty central to. So it looks like I'll be missing another one. But I guess you can't do it all if hard as we try. The only other news around the area is concerned due to the Windows 10 end of life. It seems like the old ones should be a significant upgrade from the old stuff I'm moving off the shelf now. But I'm sure that will come with its own unintended consequences. Run out to comments from the list. N8OBU, Mike will be followed by WAZVP.
And we have nothing good to add to the list. I'm fighting the creeping crud, the cold, and the crap that everybody else has got. Everybody take care. I'll be sitting here listening on me and the bird that's sitting on my shoulder. So if you heard him making noises, that's who he is. All right, take care, all. N8OBU.
Okay, Mike. Get well soon. W8DVB, next up, he will be followed by K8JBD.
WB8TQZ, this is W8DVB. Not a whole lot going on. Planning to take the search team from IOSCO and Ogallala County down to Sterling Heights on May 3rd for their search games. From a OPSCOM perspective, still waiting for repairs on the antennas to be made in the IOPSCO EOC. And so until that time, I'll be basically transmitting and doing whatever work from my home base. So this is W8TDB, back to that control.
W8TDB, WB8TDB with Michigan Air PSC. Well, that's not necessarily a bad situation to be in if you've got a good reliable home station and a good local VHF connection. You can still do quite a bit of useful work there. That's been the plan here for many years, since we don't have anything like an EOC in Prince George County. They're working on it, but they don't really have it. And so that's been our fallback plan. We haven't had to put it up to play yet, but there it is. We're going to go now to K8JBD. Jim will be followed by KW5AM.
WB8TQZ and the net. The name is Jim, ETRO for Washtenaw County. I guess the big thing here was is on Tuesday the 18th, we activated the Washtenaw County EOC for the Cobalt Magnet exercise. Spent about 8 hours down there. A couple of voice repeaters, DMR, did a lot of wind link work. Carpet bomb Monroe County with weather reports about every hour, making sure it was there, and we even got a chance to do some work on EMMD2. So enjoyed that. It was a great way to go down and kick the tires on the stations down there at the Washtenaw County EOC, and had a good time. There's a couple of us down there. So other than that, not too much going on, just trying to get some things squared away for the local Arctic group here and see if we can improve some of our operations and get things a little more squared away. So we're doing good down here, I think. So with that, I'll say thanks for running the net, Mike, and back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
KBD, WBCQD in Michigan, I've seen it. Well, congratulations to you. Sounds like you had a really, really active and successful week. More power to you. they're a good example for a lot of the rest of us, including those like myself, that don't do so well achievement sometimes. Next up, we're going to go to KW5AS. Skip will be followed by WDUSA.
This is KW5AS. I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone. My name is Skip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan, in Menominee County, about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yeah, the fan's kind of weak today, but once I got every filter I think I have on, I seem to be able to, everyone is weak readable now. Everyone I can hear, it's just, you're just above the noise. And yeah, as far as getting stuff ready for severe weather, the only thing I did to get ready for severe weather this week is I did have my sump pump replaced with the battery backup. The sump pump and battery backup were 7 years old, and I'm going, you know, before that big outage, why don't I make sure both the primary and secondary work? I haven't bailed out a basement with a 5 gallon bucket since I was a kid. Don't want to do it again. Other than that, there's not much report here. It's the UP, and there's just not much going on this time of year. Might get a snow. We're going to get a snow this evening. Nobody knows how much. Anywhere between 1 and 10 inches, depends who you ask. With that, I'll hand it back to that control. WBHTQZ, KW5L.
KW5AS, WBTQZ is Michigan Arts, you're not well, quite right about that. That's why they call the forecast not a schedule. It always depends on who you ask and when you ask them. The forecast for here is for somewhere between 1 and 4 inches, maybe. We'll see about that. I think it'll be a little bit heavier north and south of this, but for some reason we just don't get it that often. But apparently whatever you get is going to be wet and heavy according to NWS out of Galen. And I consider myself blessed that I sit in a relatively high area with very, very good drainage. And I don't have a sump, I don't need one. But for those that do, yes, battery backup or even a standby generator are a couple of good options. One at least to cover until the other one takes over. But you got it handled there, and we just keep testing the portable generator monthly. The automatic standby takes care of itself every week, and knock on wood, so far so good. Gonna go now to WD8USA. Joe will be followed by KCYVF.
WD8TQC, WD8USA, radio check. I'll copy, over.
Weak readable, over.
Okay, roger, you're readable to weak readable. Just checking. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I guess we got a solar storm of some type going on.
Wonderful. There's a net going that's broadcasting one of the repeaters, one of the repeater output frequencies in this area.
Going on in Kent County, generally we just had the Region 5 net. 60 meters was highly affected by that solar storm. Signals weren't too good there. 40 was fairly good. And of course, DMR and D-Star, we exercised those modes, and it was a good experience. Last week in Kent County, we had Skywarn training, and that was attended by multitudes, so I learned a lot there. Last Saturday, we had the Kent County Red Cross, we had the Red Cross stations on the air. It was an eternal event for all Red Cross stations in the country that have radio systems in them. And we participated, and the system worked very nicely, especially the Windlink portion. So that station's up and Thomas. And let's see here, I got a relay for you, WDATKL. I'll double with you briefly, so I want to relay him into the net. And then also, 10 meters is just booming, 29.6 strong signal, so you might want to check it out. WDATKC in the net, WDUSA, nothing further, over.
Break,
KCNFWR. Roger, the relay for WDATKL. Between the fading, the noise, and the reducing up on you, didn't quite get a lot of that, but I have heard most of the progress report on MaxNet, and it sounds like you've been doing pretty well down there. I think all the work you guys put into that Red Cross station It really turned out well for you. Going to go now to KC8YVF, Ron, to be followed by WD8X3.
Breeze to the SWR.
KC8YVF. Yeah, Jeff, I got you in there on the break, but anyhow, for the net, I know what Jeff's going to say. We have a couple of guys that are breaking in on the UHF-VHF links. Just a reminder that the Central Michigan Emergency Network ties in some of the UHF and VHF linked repeaters into the state ARPS CNET every Sunday. That starts at 5 o'clock and usually runs to about 5:30. So what you're hearing is the link in to the state ARPS CNET. So for Saginaw County, really nothing else going on. We do have a Skywarn training coming up next month. I don't recall the date. I think it's around the 23rd or so. That will be our in-person net for that. We also were able to secure some newer computers for our 911 center. Let me break. I am on the link frequencies. So we did pick up some newer computers. We got some small mini computers, HP i5 computers, 7th gen solid-state drives that are going to go in at our 911 center. They're going to replace some really old computers that are been in there for probably 12, 15 years. We also picked up some newer tactical-type computers that will go in our communications trailer that will replace some old IBM notebooks that were, again, probably in that date range as well. So definitely an upgrade on the computer systems for our comms trailer and our 911 room. So we're looking forward to getting those in the next few weeks here. So this is KC8YVF back over to net control.
Here, here on KC8YVF, Mississippi Beach, ARPS CNET. Thanks for the explanation there on the repeater. That's kind of what I figured was going on. And I don't know if they can hear us, but we're hearing them reasonably well. Anyway, we're going to go next to WDAXB, Charlie, be followed by KB9IAR.
WDAXB, Charlie, you're up.
This is KB9DLM, I think he's gone QIP.
Okay, it sounds like we're off. KB9IAR, next on the list, this will be followed by WBCQL. KB9IAR, WBCQB, Michigan Air PLC. Let's take another drop out. WBTKL, text for comments. Jay will be followed by KD and SWR.
WBTKL, you're up for comments, KD. WBATQZ, KJBD, nothing heard from WBATKL, and he's literally next door. Back to you, KJBD.
KJBD, WBATQZ, thanks for the relay, Jim. Maybe he got called away as well. We'll go now to KB and SWR, just at the bottom of the list, and after his comments, take a standby.
Everybody on the net, yeah, what Ron said, guys in Mount Clemens, there's nothing wrong with the repeater. We run an HF net every Sunday night, so if you want to join us, join. If you don't want to listen to it, then you just tune where you are. You know, that's the way it is, so do it as everybody that doesn't have a chance to get on the HF. That's about it, I guess, working on a 6-meter repeater today in the middle of that. Back to net, KBSW.
Okay, Jeff, short and sweet. And, yeah, I think the band is a little bit short today, too. At least that's what I'm getting from the signal reports.
Anyway, this is WBTQZ, Michigan ARPSC Net. We have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any last minute check-ins before we close.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa.
W8COP, WB8TQZ, good readable Chris, any others? W8COP for comments.
Well, good afternoon, Mike. Good to hear you out there, and good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP, EC for Aldermot County, where, boy, beautiful day today, sunny, about 40 degrees, but we got 2 to 4 inches of snow coming tonight, so the ground is bare, but that's not going to last for long, so hopefully it comes and goes pretty quick. Not too much, Mike, to report here on the Oxcom side of things. Our repeater project appears to be back on. Funding for that was iffy there with the new administration in Washington, but it appears now that the funding is coming through for our new project, so looking forward to that going forward. So with that, we'll hold it to the end of the net, so 7-3 to all. Back to net control from W8COP.
Okay, Chris, WCOP, WBTQZ is Michigan ARPSC, and congratulations on the funding and the forward look on the repeater project. And we got about the same snow conditions here, mostly gone, but supposedly more on the way, such as spring and the Four Seasons Playground. Anyone else from Michigan ARPSC net this afternoon, call WBTQZ. Are there any relays? I'm hearing none, so thanks to all that joined us this afternoon. Good to hear everyone. Sounds like it's been a pretty reasonably active anyway, spring, and I'm sure we'll make our way through it to the summer eventually. Hang in there. WBTQZ now closing the session of the Michigan ARPSC Net, returning the frequency to other use. WBTQZ out.
WBATQZ, KEADON.
KEADON, WBATQZ.
Yeah, thanks again for taking the net. And by the way, thank you, NAOBU, for doing the relay. Did you want to, do you expect to pass the message, the report tonight or tomorrow or whenever?
Well, I can give it to you now if you like.
I say we got a good signal this minute. Go ahead.
Okay, this is number 7-1, routine. WBATQZ. We call 1-9er. Rogers City, Mike, India. March 2-3. KEADON. Mike. Weather group, Mike, India, Alpha, Romeo, Papa, Sierra, Charlie. March. Figures 2-3. Figures 1-3, figures 0, figures 2-2, next group, Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, Flat Bar November, Amateur Calls November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Whiskey 8, Papa. Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta. Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha, Sierra. Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November. Whiskey, Delta 8, Uniform, Sierra, Alpha. Victor, Foxtrot. Whiskey, Delta 8, Alpha, X-Ray, Bravo. Kilo Bravo Niner India Alpha Romeo. Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Whiskey 8 Charlie Oscar Papa. Break WBTQZ and no more.
Roger, can you give me the message number again, please?
message number 71.
Roger, QSL number 71. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. 73, this is KEAPN.
WDAKWW.
W8FU.
Well, good evening, W8FU. This is KFAYL10. How are you doing tonight, Sean?
Not terribly bad, just running out here for a few. Then I'll go hunker down for the evening, maybe watch some boob tube or play on the internet. So, got a boring couple of hours before I hit the sack. But, hey, could be worse. It's just chilly out. How about you? What are you up to?
Well, I just got back from a few weeks up in UP trying to line up some trusses for the barn I'm building up there. Be going back there in a few weeks to do that work, but yeah, just trying to live my life. Just trying to have some fun here.
Not sure if we touched on this before, but the place up north is, do you have any, you know, is this a place that you think you'll retire to, or will it always be like a second place or something? I know a lot of people, they work on their places and then they retire to them.
Well, that is an interesting question. My plan has always been to retire there. My wife's plan has been maybe a little different, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I had thoughts like that when I was a younger man, and now as we're getting older and being close to things, in particular medical services and stuff like that, has its value, so I'm still relatively healthy, and not much I worry about, but my wife does need some medical attention. Although, I'll tell you, she could get away without. She doesn't go that much. But it's nice to be close in case something bad happens, right? But, you know, either one of us at our age. And we're both 63, so it's, you know, we're at that age where you, tomorrow you could need a hospital and you'd want one darn close.
Yeah, it's not like it's where we're at. We're just outside of Houghton up there by Michigan Tech. It's not like you're without medical services. It's not the best care in the world, but it's actually gotten way better. I mean, like, it's not like it's the 70s where it was really remote, but it's a lot better now. But yeah, I've always communicated that I'm going to retire, and I did that once before we got married, so now she's having second thoughts. Yeah, that's a bigger subject. I shouldn't be talking about this. I'm sorry.
I completely understand. And the snow, you know, that's another thing, too. I don't know, you know, if I'd be looking to deal with that. But, again, I digress. Let me pay for my drive-through here. I'll be right back. Okay. I just made a Taco Bell run. If I know one thing, it's check the bag for your order before you leave at this place, because they get it wrong all the time.
Well, what's the weather doing down there? Because it's snowing to beat hell right here in Burt's Run here.
Charlie, Delta Zulu.
Okay, they got it all. Sorry about that, I have to check. Well, it's kind of just a little drizzle, cold and drizzly, overcast, but no snow. And so not horrible. Temperature is 36, so chilly. And so not quite what you got there. Who was the DZ that was checking in there? This is W8FU Sean. Was I hearing things?
Well, I heard the station.
Well, I guess he'll jump back in if he wants. But I am just barreling toward home real quick. Only got a transmission or two at most left.
I'm going to go in and enjoy some food. Enjoy the rest of your evening there, Sean. Good chatting with you. KF-80 well. Clear in your final.
Alrighty, yeah, just sounds like you've made it home, so there you have it. We'll catch you later. Oh, all my beer friends are out front. Oh, that's the loner. Yeah, I was wondering where the seventh one went. They got a little herd of seven. I saw six of them running around. There was the last one. All right, catch you later, W8FU.
KF-8-DRC.
Hey, Jack, I'm just pulling in the driveway with Taco Bell, so I got to get it in the house. But I think there might be somebody else out there. But we'll catch you in a few in a little bit. But I just pulled in the driveway parking with the chow. W8FU.
DRC, Jack. Is that you? Is that you, Jack? Yeah, Jack. That's me. KF-8-DRC.
Yeah, I think you need to say that phonetically. I'm not quite hearing that. Is it DRC? What is that? You need to say it phonetically.
DRC stands for Delta Romeo Charlie.
DRC, all right, I gotcha. I'm KF-8-AYL-10, and I think you know me.
So what do you think, Ken? I don't know you? Is that your first time?
So in the 3 weeks I was up north, you went out and got your ham ticket there, huh?
Yeah, I figure, you know, you're not around, so let me go get it. I got to surprise Ken when he come back from there.
Well, that's good, Jack. That's awesome. I love it.
Heck, yeah, I gotta stay away from those people there. They're getting on my nerves too much. Everybody wants something. So I decided, no, I ain't gonna do this no more. Let me get out of there.
I don't think there's anything wrong with those people. They're fine. They're all right. Aside from the crazy, you know, people who transmit emergency signals at all hours of the night or that kind of thing, but it's an all right community, that other community.
And no, there's a few of them are crazy out there. I heard someone says Jack and Eddie and all that, you know, I heard that in the morning almost every day, so I said, the heck with this guy, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You know, I tried to raise Bob on his native GMRS repeater up there in Sheboygan, and I don't think he's listening to it anymore because it's not connected.
Well, yes, Ken, you know what I did? He told me to text him and tell him. I texted him the same night. He said, no, don't text him at night, text him in the morning. And he never got back to me. And if you don't believe me, you know, one day I will, send you an email or something like that and I'll show you the text message. But he never did. So I don't know, you know, because it was too much snow out that way, I believe.
Well, there's no snow there now, because I just drove through there to get, two days ago. It was raining. Well, it was actually snowing as I came through, but there was nothing on the ground. It's all so weak. But I know how that goes. I mean, if there's some repair to do, then they had to wait until it gets a little bit warmer, less wind. I get it.
Okay, I really don't know. I mean, I don't get involved with these things anyhow. So really, he never answered back, and I was surprised because he didn't answer back. He usually answered back me because he, you know, I usually talk to him on text message, so, but he never did. So that's what I was thinking. I said, wow, Ken is driving over there, and then there's no Bob out that way at all.
I mean, I'm just driving through. I'm not going there to see if he's there or not. But as I've driven through like four times back and forth, twice. So four times, once, you know, going north, coming back. And every time I call out, there's nothing. I got a couple other guys on that repeater, but not Bob. But, yeah, who knows? I don't think. I hear somebody else keeps in contact with him and says they keep talking to him. So he's around somewhere.
You know, he's probably right because he doesn't listen to that repeater anymore. Yeah, that the repeater is still there, and if you go by, he can say, you know, he can hear the repeater probably if he can go by that way, or whoever is going to buy there. That's all, it just is not connected, that's all.
Yeah, that GMRS repeater is still there, and it still works perfect. It comes back to you and says, yeah, this is the WRU, you know, whatever repeater, and calls out the weather and the time, and the repeater's still there. I talked to several other people on it, but yeah, I wasn't able to raise Bob the last few times, so hope he's all right.
Well, Ken, I think he's okay. It's just a matter of, you know, he don't want to be on that repeater or something like that. I really don't know. Sometime maybe he knows the people there to, they talk on that repeater, and he talks to them. After that, that's it. Nothing else. And this is KF8DRC.
W8EAP.
Yeah, there's a few other repeaters in that area that are standalones, and there's a lot more traffic on those ones, so he's probably on those, but I wasn't able to raise him on those either, so who knows?
Yeah, I really don't know. I guess there's another station out there, DAP.
Yeah, Jack, it's Eric, W8EAP. First time I heard you on the air. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, hello, Eric. How you doing? That's not my first time. That's this morning I was on, and then yesterday I was on too all day. Anyhow, well, Eric, you know Ken, don't you? From Bertrand?
I might have talked to him before. Yeah, might have talked to him before. What's the call again?
KFEYL. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe I've talked to you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I might have talked to you on the GMRS, possibly. I go north, like every other weekend I go up north to have a cottage up in Roscommon. I think I talked to you before about that. But I think it was on GMRS, because sometimes when I go up, I hit all the repeaters on the way up.
You're the WRTX right next to me. I'm WRTX 930. Yeah, and I think you're 931 or 932 or something like that.
Great. Thanks. WRTX. Oh, my God. I forgot my own call because you said all those. You stringed off all those numbers. 957.
All right. I haven't heard you while on that side. 957. Yeah, I have talked to you. I just didn't recognize your voice right off the bat.
Yeah, your voice sounded kind of familiar, but everyone sounds a little bit different out here. You know. But, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your guys' conversation. I just wanted to say hi to Jack. And one more thing, Jack, what radio are you on right now of your many radios?
I am on that 390 TYT with the Nagoya antenna.
That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. Yeah, we'll have to get with you and pick up a couple of those radios and set them up for you for the base. I think you should be able to use the base antenna. I'm not sure. I'll have to check the match on that, you know. All right, well, I'll be out here later, Jack. I'm just getting ready to go out and get some food. So, Ken, nice talking to you. Jack, talk to you later. W8EAP.
Well, Jack, you still out there?
Yes, I'm still here. All right, Eric, you take care. We'll talk later. And Ken, do you have a good time there?
I'm not sure what you mean by having a good time, but yeah, I'm okay. I'm having a good time, Mike.
I said, did you go snowmobiling?
When I was up north, yeah. Went snowmobiling, but then it got warm for a while, and so the trails went to kind of crap for a little while, but bombing around the woods is a blast at that time of year when it's kind of warmish. It's in the high 20s. You bomb around the woods a little bit. It's great. It's great fun. A lot of fun. Not on the trails.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I thought you're gonna start building again. And this is KF8BRC.
Yeah, I got my trusses ordered, and come late April, I'm going to go back up and continue my building excursion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we can talk to you on a GMRS maybe tonight or tomorrow. Roger.
Up here on this side, I can do All-Star and do all kinds of things. So there's all kinds of opportunities.
NABLC.
Go ahead.
Tim, just wanted to say hi. I heard the two of you talking. I won't keep you. I just wanted to say hi. This is Vicki, NABLC.
Hey, BLC, Vicki. Yeah, good to hear from you. Yeah, I've been up north for a little while. I've never heard you on the UHF side here. It's interesting to hear your voice on this side.
Yeah, I turned my radio on a little while ago, and I was just scanning through. Terry was listening. He says, I think I heard Ken. So I popped on real quick just to say hi, but I won't keep you. We're in the middle of dinner, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, well, enjoy your dinner. Good to hear from you. Jack, you still out there? Can't be any well.
KEHZTX.
Go ahead.
KEHZTZ.
Yeah, Ken, I just thought I'd try to see if I could hit you with the HD with the rubber ducky on it. I'm on the Mayville repeater, and Vicky's on the Flint repeater. So apparently I managed to get through to the Mayville repeater from Southern Lapeer County.
Yeah, you're coming in a lot better than Vicki was.
Yeah, I was picking you guys up much better on Mayville. And like I said, I'm standing in the kitchen with an HD, and she's got the rooftop antenna on an HD, but I think she's on the Flint repeater. But yeah, I think she just yelled at me. She was on Holly, so, but yeah, because they're all linked, but yeah, you guys are coming in great here.
I think he was coming in kind of muted, but you're coming in like full quieting, so. Whatever you're on is a lot better.
NABLC, I'm on Mayville.
I think you still got your beat, and for some reason you still sound a little... Dude, there's some scratchiness in the background. Just real slightly.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I'm so surprised she's able to reach you on the rubber ducky, of all things, standing in the kitchen. But anyway, my dinner's getting cold. I just wanted to pop in at ABLC, and I'll be out. Bye, Ken.
Good to hear from you, Vicki and Terry. Have a good dinner. Jackie, still out there? KFA, day well.
Yes, I'm still here, Ken.
Oh, is it snowing there yet?
Yeah,
I think we got like a quarter inch on the ground here now. It's snowing pretty good.
Well, there was a couple of doubles anyhow. No, it's not snowing here at all.
Well, yeah, I got to go in here, Jack. It's time to go, but I'll say 73s for now. Good to hear you on this side, man. Congratulations, and I'll be clear on your final, KF80, wow.
All right, Ken, good talking to you. We'll talk again. I have the other radio on the 625, so we'll talk later. KF8DRC.
KDA IWS Mobile.
Go ahead, KF8 DRC.
KF8
DRC. Good evening. I'm stationary mobile in my driveway in Fenton. Just wanted to say hi, and I think this is the first time I've been on this repeater. KB8CUC is the repeater, 448.775, I believe.
Well, that's my third time on this repeater, and I don't have too much information to tell you. And you sound okay, just a little bit scratchy.
Okay, yeah, very good. I haven't checked my power, but I was just doing an install of my radio in my truck. I was had to have it detailed, so I took my radios out and just getting them back put back in because I got to go to Frankenmuth in the morning. Okay, nice talking with you. I'll let you go. At least it's working. KD8IWS stationary mobile in Fenton. Clear. Good talking with you.
Roger, good talking to you. The name is Jack, and I'm KF8DRC in Rochester Hills.
Okay, I got it, Jack. Yep, thanks for the Q-Cell. You have a good good evening. I suspect you're a new ham, so congratulations. At least I think you are. I hope I got it right. KD8IWS Mobile, clear.
Yes, I'm a new ham, like, how many days? Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Well, it's today is Sunday, so two days. Sorry about that. All right, good talking to you from Fenton, KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack, I will congratulate you. Welcome to the world of amateur radio. Good to have you aboard, and you have a good evening, and congratulations on getting your amateur radio license. It's always a big deal, and you'll meet a lot of friends. All right, 7-3, my friend. This is Kurt in Fenton, KD8IWS Mobile, clear.
Okay, Kurt. Good talking to you again, anyhow. We'll talk again. KF8DRC.
Hey, Jack, I thought you were going to be partaking in the Hazel Park net tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, DRC, W8EAB, Jack, you in there? WRFX 966. Oh, how about the low frequency?
Yeah.
Check your band, man. EWADAB. AFADRC. WADAB. Jack, you on this one?
Yeah.